请我们大家一同先来读一些主的话。
May we begin by reading some Bible verses.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章十六和十七节。
John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
第十五章
Chapter
15 26节
Verse
26 但我要从父那里差保惠师来就是从父出来真理的圣灵他来了就要为我做见证
When the helper comes whom I will send to you from the Father that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father he will testify about me
第十六章
Chapter 16
我们从十二节读到十五节
Verses 12 through 15
我还有好些事要告诉你们但你们现在担当不了只等真理的圣灵来了他要引导你们明白一切的真理因为他不是凭自己说的乃是把他所听见的都说出来并要把将来的事告诉你们他要荣耀我因为他要将授予我的告诉你们
I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said, He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you.
十五节凡父所有的都是我的所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们好我们再看加拉太书
Galatians
加拉太书第五章
Galatians chapter 5
第十六节到二十三节
Verses 16 through 23
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲了因为情欲和圣灵相争圣灵和情欲相争这两个是彼此相敌使你们不能做所愿意做的但你们若被圣灵引导就不在律法以下情欲的事都是显而易见的就如奸淫污秽邪荡拜偶像邪术仇恨增进记恨恼怒结党纷争异端嫉妒醉酒荒宴等类我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样事的人必不能承受神的国圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制这样的事没有律法禁止
But I say walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh for the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh for these are in opposition to one another so that you may not do the things that you please but if you are led by the Spirit you are under the lawNow the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you. Just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
我们上次和弟兄姊妹讲到
The last time we shared with brothers and sisters,
基督徒属灵的生活是随灵而行的生活
That the spiritual life of a Christian needs to be lived out or walked in the Spirit.
这个随灵而行的生活
This life in the Spirit.
就是跟随圣灵在我们灵里面的引导而有的生活。
Is a life that is controlled by the Holy Spirit, which guides our spirit.
我们曾经讲过。
We've mentioned this before.
如果我们能随灵而行。
If we can walk in the Spirit.
我们在神的手中就有用。
In God's hands, we are then useful.
如果我们能随灵而行。
If we can walk in the Spirit.
我们就能够过正常的生活
Then we can live a normal life.
所以这是基督徒属灵生活的一个秘诀
And this is the secret to a Christian's spiritual life.
我们知道在圣经里面主给我们有这样的教训
And we know that in the Bible the Lord teaches us like this.
使徒们他们也根据主的教训把他们的经历交通给我们
And through the teachings of the apostles, they have shared with us their experiences.
我们不能把这些只当作是一个知识，一个道理。
We cannot take this as just a doctrine.
我们晓得教会历史上许多时代神儿女所犯的最大的错误，就是把这一些的经历的交通变成了一个死的道理。
The one fault through church history is that the saints have taken the experiences of the apostles and made this into a dead doctrine.
变成一种知识。
It becomes just a knowledge.
那么这就是告诉我们说，今天你不能说你知道这个就够了，不行的。
And today, just simply acknowledging this is not enough.
我们必须进入经历。
We need to enter into this reality.
所以弟兄姊妹们，基督徒属灵的生活是随灵而行的一个生活。
So the life of a Christian needs to be lived out in the Spirit.
那么当然我们知道这是圣灵在我们灵里面给我们的引导。
And this is a leading by the Holy Spirit within us.
所以因此呢，我们也需要明白圣灵工作的性质。
So we need to know the characteristics of the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要真正的认识这位住在我们里面的圣灵。
We need to truly know this Spirit that dwells in us.
他是如何做工的。
And how he works.
这样我们才能够更多的来跟随他。
Then we can follow him even more.
我们知道在约翰福音十四、十五、十六三章里面。
We know that in John's chapter 14 through 16,
我们的主三次讲到圣灵是真理的圣灵。
Three times the Apostle Paul mentions the Spirit as the Spirit of truth.
那么在十四章里面他告诉我们这位真理的圣灵是保惠师他要永远与我们同住。
And in chapter 14, John speaks of this Spirit as a helper who will forever abide in us.
所以这很清楚地告诉我们，我们需要明白那位住在我们里面的圣灵是真理的圣灵。
So we need to recognize that the Spirit that lives in us is the Spirit of truth.
然后在十五章里面，他就告诉我们说，这位真理的圣灵是要为耶稣基督做见证。
And we have to recognize in John chapter 15 that the Spirit of truth that is in us testifies of Jesus Christ.
他的工作是要为耶稣基督做见证。
The work of the Spirit is to testify of Jesus Christ.
那么他在哪里做见证呢?
And how does he testify?
第十六章告诉我们。
In chapter 16,
他说只等真理的圣灵来了他要引我们进入真理进入实际。
It says in chapter 16 that the Spirit of truth comes and He will guide us into all the truth.
进入这个 reality.
And we enter into the reality.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在约翰福音里面，主三次提到圣灵，讲到他是真理的圣灵。
So in John's chapter 14, 15, and 16, three times it mentions the Spirit as the Spirit of truth.
那么我们今天要问说，到底什么是真理呢
？And today we need to ask a question, and that is, what is truth?
你们记得这个主在比拉多面前呢受审判的时候
？And if you remember Jesus as he stood before Pilate,
那么这个罗马的巡抚比拉多曾经对主说什么？什么是真理
？And this official Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?"
可见他一个做巡抚的，他也不知道什么是真理。
And as this officer in the Roman Empire, he himself did not know what truth was.
感谢主。
So we thank God.
他借着他的话把真理启示出来。
That through his word, he explains clearly what truth is.
我们晓得在希腊原文里面。
We know that in the Hebrew language.
这个真理这个字原文就是真的。
Oh, in the Greek, this word truth is that is true.
是实在的。
That is real.
是实际。
And is a reality.
所以呢，这个真理的意思就是这是真的。
And the truth means that this is real.
那么当然，我们知道在新约圣经里也很清楚的启示出来。
And we know that in the New Testament, it clearly shows us.
主说我就是真理。
Jesus says, I am the truth.
我们晓得基督是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
今天我们都晓得在我们的生活中只有摸到主摸到了基督你才真正的摸到了那个实际。
That in our lives, if we can truly touch the life of Jesus, then we have touched the reality.
不仅我们的主是真理。
Not only is our Lord the truth.
在约翰福音十七章第十七节里面告诉我们，主的道就是真理，就主的话也是真理。
And in John chapter 17, verse 17, it says that His word is the truth.
所以圣经这本书就是真理。
That the Bible, this book, is the truth.
我想我们现在弟兄姊妹们大概都能明白。
And I think every brother and sister can accept this.
有这样的一个说法。
That there is a saying like this.
就是我们的主耶稣是活出来的道。
That our Lord Jesus is the living word.
那么圣经呢是写出来的道。
And the Bible is the written word of truth.
那么弟兄姊妹们，其实呢，在属灵的含义上来讲，这是同一件事情。
And in spiritual, from a spiritual viewpoint, this is the same thing.
那么你如果读约翰一书第五章的话呢
？And if you look at 1 John chapter 5,
他就告诉我们圣灵也是真理。
It says that the Spirit is also the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在新约圣经里面很清楚的启示出来，主是真理，主的话是真理，圣灵是真理。
And the Bible clearly tells us that the Lord Jesus is the truth and the Word is the truth. He also says that the Spirit is the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，离开了神就没有真理。
So if we depart from God, there is no truth.
我们的神是真实的神。
Our God is a true God.
那么今天呢，有一件事情我想作为一个人我们必须要明白的。
Today, as a human being, we need to understand.
神创造了整个的万有。
God has created the universe.
圣经称这个创造为旧的创造。
And the Bible explains this creation as the old creation.
我们要明白什么呢
what do we need to understand?
神的这个创造只不过是暂时的。
This creation is but a temporary creation.
并且一切事物都是脆弱的。
And everything is weak.
你看看今天我们所生活的世界。
We look at our physical life in this world.
看看我们这些人。
Look at ourselves.
你看见没有一样东西啊，不受时间的限制。
There is not one thing that is not bound by time.
因为神为着他荣耀的旨意创造这个世界。
Because God, through his eternal purpose, has created the world.
他有他的目的在其中。
He has his own purpose in this.
那么神只是把这个世界创造成为一个暂时的东西。
And God has created this world as a temporary thing.
当然了。这个所谓的暂时对我们来讲都是蛮长久的了。
And of course, these temporary things, it feels like a long time.
现在科学家告诉我们，这个宇宙已经有几十亿年了。
And the scientists will tell us that this globe is billions of years old.
至少我们也知道人类历史至少也六千年了。
And we know that the history of mankind is about 6,000 years.
或者至少我们自己知道自己已经有几十年了。
And perhaps we know our own age.
那么这个创造呢，在人看来，有的时候好像觉得这是一个蛮长的时间。
In the eyes of human beings, this creation feels like it's a long process.
但是你如果有属灵的眼光，你看到这是一个暂时的东西。
But if we look at this creation from spiritual eyes, this is a temporal thing.
我们或者这样说。
Or we'll say it like this.
即使没有仇敌的破坏。
Even if Satan did not, disrupt God's plans.
那么他没有把这个世界变成了这个所谓空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
If he did not cover the world with evil and darkness,
that's empty,
and empty, and things that are vain.
有一天还是要过去的。
One day, all of these things are going to pass.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible clearly tells us,
将来有个新天新地要出现。
In the future, there is a new heaven and earth.
当这个新天新地出现的时候，
When this new heaven and earth appears,
今天我们所眼见的这个旧造的世界就要怎么样？消除了。
What we can see of this physical world will be gone.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
从这件事情上我们就知道今天在这个神所创造的这个世界里面是没有真理的。
That in the this physical creation that we can see with our eyes, there is no truth in it.
啊，你看看，人类一直在地上要寻找真理，对不对？
All of humanity, we've been trying to pursue what is true.
有人以为自己的想法是真理。
Some people claim that our own thoughts are true.
甚至有人感觉自己就是真理。
Or some people claim themselves to be the truth.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们晓得在神的这个暂时所要的这个创造里是没有真理。
That in this temporary creation that God has made, there is no truth.
这个只有等到我们一天明白圣经的时候，我们才懂得这个道理的。
Only when one day we understand the Bible can we fully grasp this.
感谢我们的神啊！
We thank our God.
这是何等的一个看见！
This is such a revelation.
这是多么宝贵的一个看见！
This is such a precious revelation.
那么我们要更感谢神的。
And we need to thank God even more.
就是神有一个极大的怜悯临到我们。
That God has given us a great mercy.
啊，我们知道神。差遣他的儿子完成救恩。
You know that God sent His only Son to give us salvation.
那么圣灵呢，就引我们进入这个救恩。
And the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us into that.
圣灵重生了你我这些信耶稣基督的人。
And the Spirit gives us rebirth.
这什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
就是呢，从你相信耶稣基督的那一刻开始。
From that moment that you believed in the Lord Jesus.
圣灵把一个真正的生命放在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit has placed a real, a truth, a true life in you.
意思说，现在你里面开始有了真实了。
And now in you, you have truth.
我们要晓得，只有真实的东西才能够存到永远。
And we know only the things that are true and real can last forever.
我们真是要感谢我们的神啊。
We truly thank our God.
在我们蒙昧无知的时候。
That in our well, we haven't seen this yet.
让我们在我们还抵抗神的时候。
And as we have, while we were still against God.
我们还不要神的时候。
And when we did not want God.
神的怜悯临到我们。
God's mercy came upon us.
哎呀，我们糊里糊涂的，我们也信了耶稣了。
And maybe even in a confusing way, we believed in the Lord.
我们就这么一下。就落到一个极大的恩典和祝福的里面。
And in just that moment, we have received such a great grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一天都会看见。
And one day we will all see that.
这个旧造的世界。
That the old creation will be done away with.
当然我这句话太简单了。
And of course my words are too simple.
因为这个旧造的结束是包括了人类所有自以为是的文明的什么理论的什么什么作为的东西全部都结束。
That all of the temporal creation of man, all the philosophies and knowledge and ways of man will be gone.
一下之间你看见原来我们存在这个天地我们以为何等宝贵的东西一下全部归于无有。
In the blink of an eye, all of these things will be gone.
就在这个时候。
And at that moment,
你我这些蒙恩得救的人
you and I who are saved,
存留在这个宇宙当中。
We are preserved in eternity.
并且进入永远。
And we can enter into eternity.
我希望主开我们的眼睛。
I hope that God can open up our eyes.
让我们能看见我们所蒙的恩典到底有多么的浩大。
So we can see truly how great of a grace we have received.
所以一个真正依靠主的人。
So one who truly relies on God.
认识这恩典的人。
And understands the grace of God.
我们根本就不怕这个地上的天翻地覆。
We are not afraid of the chaos in the world.
我们里面应该一个确据，一个把握。
We should have confirmation. We should have hope.
We
have assurance.
今天我们这班人本来是跟着这个整个虚幻的这个世界要一同灭亡的。
In the past, we were once people who lived on the path of destruction.
但是今天我们里面有了真实。
But today we have the truth.
这是神给我们的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
我想光是这一个点，我们在主面前就永远感激不尽。
And only on this point we should be forever thankful to God.
但是我们知道神的恩典还不止于这些。
But we know that the grace of God is not limited to just this.
当圣灵重生我们那天，把一个宝贵的生命放在我们里面。
And when the Spirit gave us rebirth in Him, He gave us something that is precious.
一个真正的生命进到我们里面。
A life of truth entered into us.
圣灵还有一个工作，就希望我们在有生的年日能更多进入这个真实的里面。
And the hope of the Spirit is that we can enter even more into the reality of that Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这是我们基督徒属灵生活的最重要的一个点。
And this is the most important thing in our lives.
就是我们需要对于基督啊，我们有更多的经历。
That we can experience more of the life of Christ.
我们要更多得到这个实际。
That we can gain more of this reality.
所以圣灵的工作不仅一次重生我们。
So the Holy Spirit not only just once gives us rebirth.
这是一个重要的起点。
This is a very important turning point.
但是圣灵还要继续的做工。
But the Holy Spirit will continue to do His
work. 他要更多把我们带到基督的实际里面。
And He wants to bring us even more into the reality of Christ.
所以因此圣灵被称作是真理的圣灵。
So that this Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
这样我们就明白了主为什么称圣灵为真理的圣灵。
Now we understand why God calls the Spirit of Truth.
因为他还有一个使命。
Because there is another mission.
他要把我们更多带到基督的这个实际的里面。
He wants to bring us even more into the reality of Christ.
我们晓得，当主耶稣基督到地上来成为人的时候，
When the Lord Jesus came into this world in the flesh,
圣经称说呢，他叫做道成肉身。
The Bible says this is the Word became flesh.
我们晓得，光是这句话的里面就包括了神的荣耀的心意。
Just in this one simple phrase, it encompasses the glorious plan of God.
这什么意思呢
？And what does this mean?
他就是他要使真理变成我们的经历。
This means that he wants to take his truth and allow that to be our real experience.
让神的真理成了我们的生活了。
That the truth of God becomes our life.
所以这个叫做道成肉身。
So this is what it means that the word became flesh.
所以主耶稣来到地上成为一个人非常的重要。
So this is so important in why the Lord Jesus came into this world in the flesh.
这是为着你，为着我的。
This is for you and for me.
若是没有主耶稣基督的道成肉身，
if the Lord Jesus did not come into the world as flesh,
圣灵啊，也无从做工起，你知道吗？
then the Spirit cannot work.
现在因为主耶稣基督的道成肉身，
but because the Word became flesh,
他完成了这个救恩，
He completed that salvation.
所以现在圣灵就能够把我们引到主所完成救恩的实际的里面。
And now the Spirit of Truth can guide us into the completeness of His salvation.
啊，我光是这样讲真理呢，可能一些弟兄姊妹呢就想，哎呀，这个好像还是不大吸引人。
And even what I've just said, maybe it doesn't attract our hearts enough.
啊，我换一个说法。
I'll say it in another way.
我要这样告诉你说，真理呢，不仅是神全部的旨意。真理也是神全部的祝福，全部的丰富。
Not only is truth, including all the, will of God, but it also includes the abundance of God.
啊，是神的祝福。
This is the blessings of God.
是神的丰富。
It is the abundance of God.
啊，因为我们这些堕落的人呢，我们是很自私的。
We who have fallen, are very selfish.
我们就喜欢得，对不对？
All we want to do is gain.
现在我告诉你，
Now I will tell you.
如果你好好的跟随神，
If we follow the Spirit correctly,
你就要从神那里得着很多。
We will gain much from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们需要真理的灵，
We need the Spirit of Truth,
引我们进入真理的实际，
To lead us into the truth.
没有圣灵，
without the Spirit,
没有圣灵的工作，
without the work of the Spirit,
一切属灵事对我们来讲都是一个客观的东西。
All spiritual things will have no meaning to us.
啊，今天呢，我们在教会的生活中，我们不能光知道一些的道理。
Today in our church life, we cannot just know about some of these
或者我们不能光知道一些主的话。
Or maybe even just know a little bit of God's word.
我们刚刚讲到圣经是真理。
We already mentioned that the Bible is the truth.
但是呢，它是一个客观的真理。
But it is a
objective.
Objective truth.
啊，怎么样让圣灵、圣经的话能进入我们的生活？
How can the objective truth enter into our life?
能够应验在我们的生活里面。
How can it supply our daily life?
这是需要圣灵的工作。
We need the work of the Spirit.
所以只有当圣灵来了，
So only when the Spirit comes,
真理的灵来了，
and the Spirit of Truth comes,
它能够引我们进入主观的经历。
It allows us to take that objective truth and transforms that to a subjective truth.
这就是约翰福音十六章里面主所说的话。
And this is what is said in John chapter 16.
他说只等真理的圣灵来了。
But when the Spirit of Truth comes,
他来了要引你们明白一切真理，引你们进入一切实际。
He will guide you into all the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这样说来啊，
So this saying,
你我是没有办法引别人进入实际的。
You and I cannot enter into the truth.
所以我们
we cannot lead others into the truth.
即使保罗在这里，
Even if Paul were here,
即使约翰在这里，
Even if the Apostle John were here,
他也无能为力的。
He couldn't do that.
因为主已经讲了，
Because the Lord has already spoken.
只有真理的圣灵，
only the Spirit of Truth
能够引你进入实际。
Can guide us into all the truth.
今天真理的圣灵在哪里？
Where is the Spirit of Truth today?
已经住在你里面了。
He lives in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
你所听见一切的道，
Even if you listen to all of the messages,
你所读的一切圣经的话，
And if you've read every word in the Bible,
你就仰望这位真理的圣灵把你引到实际的里面。
We can only look to the Spirit of Truth to guide us into that reality.
我觉得今天呢，在地上很多神的儿女们忽略这个宝贵的经历。
And many of us have neglected this.
我们呢，常常有时候来听道呢，就喜欢听那个好听的道。
Sometimes when we come to listen to a message, we want to listen to those quote-unquote good messages.
也许今天早晨弟兄姊妹在说，哎呀，今天早晨 孙弟兄这个道是不好听的道。
Some of you may be sitting there thinking, well, this message by Brother Sun today is not a good message.
因为也没什么故事比喻。
There's no stories or examples.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们常常听道是听得高高兴兴的，哎呦，觉得很好。弟兄姊妹们，够不够？根本不够的。
Sometimes if we listen to a message and we just feel good, that's not enough.
我们要求真理的圣灵引我们进入这个话语的实际。
We need to plead that the Spirit of Truth will lead us into the reality of His Word.
所以你读了主的话。
So when we have read the Word of God,
你听了主的道。
When we have heard the messages of God,
你回去之后你要好好的祷告。
When we go home, we need to diligently pray.
说主啊。
We need to say, Lord,
愿你借着真理的圣灵引我进入这些话语的实际。
We need to pray that, Lord, may Your Spirit of Truth lead me into the reality of these words.
否则。
Or else,
请你我记得，这些道跟你没有多大益处。
Or else, may we remember that these words will have no value to us.
难怪我们有的基督徒蒙恩了几十年，不听了几千遍道了，对不对
？That's why many, maybe there are many Christians who have been sitting here for many, many years have listened to many messages.
在我们生活上，好像摸到那个实际不多。
Those who have touched the reality in our lives are a few.
所以我们一直灵里面好像保持的还是一种干渴的状态。
So deep inside we have this dryness.
只有当主把他的话借着圣灵引领进入实际的时候。
Only when the word of God through the Spirit of Truth is brought into us.
你才知道那个是多么的丰富啊
！Then we can see how abundant that is.
那么，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们需要主的灵在我们身上做荣耀的工作。
We need the Spirit of God to do His glorious work.
我们讲到圣灵本身就是真理。
And we know that the Spirit itself is the truth.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵只按真理行事。
And the Spirit only knows how to walk in truth.
在真理之外，他不做事的。
Outside of truth, he does no other work.
啊，请我们记得这个，这是一个重要的原则。
May we remember this. This is a very important principle.
因为今天很多基督徒不够明白这个真理的特性。
Today, we don't truly understand the aspects of this truth.
啊，我们常常说求圣灵，你为我做这个，为我做那个。
Today, we pray, may your Spirit do this for me and do that for me.
有很多时候好像。我们变成主人了，我们在吩咐他。
And maybe that we look at ourselves as the God of that spirit.
但请我们记得牢记，圣灵是真理的灵。
May we truly understand that the Spirit is the Spirit of Truth.
或者我们能这样说，圣灵做工，他是受真理的约束。
Or we can say that when the Spirit works, He is works in the boundaries of truth.
啊，就像旧约创世纪里面有这么一个故事啊。
Just like in the Old Testament, there's a story.
这个亚伯拉罕呢，要为他的儿子以撒娶亲，对不对？娶妻。
Abraham wanted to find a wife for his son Isaac.
创世纪二十四章。
Genesis chapter 22.
啊，那么当这个老仆人呢，要出去为以撒。找个妻子的时候
And when the Abraham's old servant went out to find a spouse for a wife for Isaac.
那么这个亚伯拉罕呢就叫这个老仆人呢把他的手放在他大腿底下。
And so he told this old servant to put his hand underneath Abraham's thigh.
叫他起誓。
And told him to make a promise.
就说呢你只能回到巴丹亚兰呢帮我的妻子帮我的儿子找个妻子。
You can only return to Beersheba to find a wife for my son.
你绝对不可以找迦南女子。
You cannot find a woman from any other nation.
所以你看这个老仆人出去之后为以撒找妻子的时候他一路上祷告啊。
So this old servant of Abraham all the way along the path he kept praying to God.
那幅图画告诉我们。
And that picture tells us.
这个老仆人呢他必须受到亚伯拉罕给他话语的一个约束。
That this old servant can only do his work within the boundaries of what Abraham commanded.
今天圣灵到地上来做工也是一样。
Today when the Holy Spirit comes into this world.
他只按照真理行事。
He can only work in the boundaries of truth.
那么这就是告诉我们为什么我们要熟悉圣经啊。
So this tells us why we need to read the Word of God well.
We need
to read more of the Word of
God.
Because this book is a book of truth.
Because
the Spirit only acts upon the commands of God. And if we can know more of the truth, then we can better understand the workings of the Spirit. Today, many Christians, we don't like to read the Bible.
我们只觉得这个要求圣灵，那个要求，有的时候圣灵做，有你不符合真理，他根本不做的。
And sometimes we feel like, oh, we'll just do these little things that the Spirit tells us.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
But this is a very important thing.
同时我们也应当明白一件事情。
And we also need to understand.
今天圣灵的工作有里外之分的。 有里面和外面的。
Oh, the Spirit also has an inward work and an outward work.
今天很多基督徒啊,
Today, many Christians,
我们好像只认识，只知道圣灵在外面的工作。
We can only acknowledge the work, the outside work of the Spirit.
我们不太重视那个圣灵在里面的工作。
And we don't pay attention to the workings of the Spirit within.
我们都知道圣灵可以赐给恩赐的。
We know that this Holy Spirit can give gifts.
哇, 如果你有圣灵的恩赐啊, 你可以为神做工。
And we say that if we can only have the gifts of the Spirit, then we can do the work of God.
你也可以, 从圣灵得到极大的能力。
Or maybe we can gain power from the Spirit.
我们多次讲到, 每次我们读到使徒行传的时候,
And whenever we read the book of Acts,
多少的历史历代有很多的使
And many servants of God have this dream.
希望有一天呢，神的能力临到我，就像临到彼得一样。
That the Spirit of God would come upon us like it did to Peter.
哇，这一站起来啊，这一下就3000人、5000人得救。
That as soon as he stood up, thousands were saved.
啊，我年轻的时候，我也这样追求过。
And when I was a young man, I had this dream. I would pray with brothers and sisters, Lord, may you fill me with power. And one day I did experience this where I felt the Spirit come upon me in such a mighty way that I fell to the ground. And when I stood up,
我想我这下出去传福音好了，有能力了。
I felt, okay, now I can go out and preach the gospel with power.
哪里晓得我一到学校里啊，一看见我的同学，我还是害怕。
And I went to school and I saw my friends and immediately I was afraid again.
不要说什么3000人、5000人没有。 连三个、五个也没有。
Let's not even talk about thousands, not even a couple of them.
弟兄姊妹，我们多么羡慕这些恩赐呢。
How we envy these gifts.
我们多么羡慕这些能力呢?
How we envy these powers.
那么今天我要告诉弟兄姊妹,
But today I want to tell you,
如果圣灵今天把这些给你, 感谢主啊,
Even if the Spirit did give you these gifts and these powers, we need to thank God. This is a good thing.
但是呢, 这还不是最好的。
But this is still not the best.
很多的器皿, 他们有恩赐, 他们有能力,
Many vessels of God will have gifts in these powers.
他们可以把能力达到别人身上，可以用恩赐服侍的别人，可能自己根本就没有改变。
They can actually serve others with these gifts and these powers, but they themselves may not have been changed.
我们不需要举例，像这种情形很多的。
We don't need to give any examples. These examples are many.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为这些能力只不过是神的能力，这些恩赐是神的恩赐。
Because these gifts and these powers belong to God.
这个还不是你的。
They are not ours.
神只不过，圣灵只不过用你一下就是。
And the Spirit only uses you for a moment.
但是神的心意中更重要的事是什么呢？
But the deeper will of God is.
是要借着真理的圣灵，引我们的经历生活进入那个实际。
That he uses the Spirit of truth inside of us to allow us to experience and bring us into the reality. And when that reality enters into us, then we will have true change in our lives. So, us recognizing the work of God, there are two aspects. We should not only envy being used by God,
我们要更多羡慕我们里面能够有基督的性质，有更多的改变。
We should envy more and pursue more the life of Christ in us that it could change us.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and
sisters, 圣灵被称作真理的灵是非常重要的一件事情。
The Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. This is an important thing.
主所完成的一切事物，那个实际握在圣灵的手中。
What has been accomplished by God today is in the hands of the Spirit of Truth.
我们要求真理的灵引我们进入神话语的一切实际。
We need the Spirit of Truth to lead us into the true reality.
这个比什么都更重要。
And this is more important than anything else.
所以当保罗写到在保罗的书信里面。
So in Paul's writings,
关于这些方面的经历他讲的也蛮多的。
Regarding these experiences, he's mentioned it many times.
特别是在加拉太书第五章的里面
especially in the book of Galatians chapter 5,
他把这个圣灵在我们人里面的工作的情况讲得非常的详尽
and he mentions the work of the Spirit in detail in this chapter
因为我们知道我们堕落之后呢我们这个人成了一个肉体
we know that after the fall of mankind we have just become flesh
这个肉体里面有各式各样的情欲
And in the flesh, there are many aspects to this flesh.
很多的这个 lust, 很多不正常的一种 desire 在里面。
There are a lot of perverted desires within us.
我想这个对我们今天来讲很实际啊。
And this is to us a reality.
我想我们天天的生活呢，都是被我们里面这种的欲望啊。在抓住对不对
And today in our daily lives we are controlled by our lusts and our desires
有时候顺了一点我们就很高兴
And maybe when we follow these desires it brings us a little bit of joy
有时候不顺我们就很难过
And when things don't go our way then we feel bad
我们知道我们人的这个败坏的欲望在里面那是一个很大的力量
And the lust of this flesh is a powerful force
保罗对我们这个肉体中的情欲东西也了解得很清楚
And the Apostle Paul understands the lust of the flesh very well.
所以你看他讲到这个，他说肉体的情欲的事情都是显而易见，就很明显。
Paul mentions that the lusts of the flesh are very obvious.
他这里讲了一连串的很多，我想不必再念。
And he mentioned this all in detail. I don't think you need to read it again.
这些东西都在我们的肉体的里面。
All of these things are in our flesh.
那么当我们活在这个情况中，我们就拒绝圣灵的工作，对不对
？And when we live in these desires, then we neglect the working of the Spirit.
你看，我们几乎天天都是跟这个里面的这个欲望在打仗。
And today we are constantly battling against the lusts of our flesh.
有的时候，我们靠着圣灵赢了。
Sometimes through we rely on the Spirit and we
defeat
our lust.
这个里面的欲望呢，那么胜过了他赢了。
Sometimes the lust of the flesh defeat the Spirit within us.
我跟你们讲过，从前年轻时候有一个弟兄啊。
I've mentioned this before, but when I was younger, there was a brother.
有一次他起来做见证。
Was one time he came up to give a testimony.
他说我就像雅各过那个亚伯渡口一样。
And he said that I was like Jacob.
又渡过一个亚伯渡口，跟神摔跤。
How you wrestled with God？
他说：“今天呢，我把神摔倒了。
”And today I conquered God。
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是常常把神摔倒了
？Isn't it true that sometimes we defeat God？
你知道我们里面这个邪恶的欲望的力量是多么大
？And that just shows us how powerful the desires of the flesh are。
所以保罗说，这两个是相争的。
So Paul says that these two, the flesh and the spirit, battle against each other.
其实他是告诉我们
，But in reality, he's telling us.
我们这个肉体里面呢，只有这些败坏的情欲的力量。
That in the flesh, it only has these fallen desires.
他在神的律法底下是被定罪的。
And according to the law of God, these were deemed as sins.
他根本无力来遵行律法的。
And it cannot hold on to the law of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要明白，我们这个天然的肉体是没有办法来遵行神的律法。
So we have to acknowledge that our fleshly nature cannot hold on to the laws of God.
好，我们都知道，当我们凭着我们肉体的力量想要遵行神的律法的时候呢，到最后都是失败。
That when we use our fleshly desires to pursue after God, it only leads to failure.
简单的说。这些律法就是一些道理，一些教条。
And simply speaking, these are just doctrines or teachings.
我们都晓得你把这些规矩把这些教条给人是没有用的。
And if you only put these laws upon people, it's useless.
结果我们自己也做不到。
And we cannot accomplish these ourselves.
是不是呢？
Isn't it true?
所以呢，我们要彻底的认识我们这个肉体是个败坏的东西。
So we have to acknowledge that our flesh is an evil thing.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us,
他说你只要随从圣灵,
Paul tells us that as long as we live in the Spirit,
你就不在律法之下,
then we are not under the law.
圣灵带领我们能够脱离这个律法这个审判,
that the Spirit will help us to evade the judgment of the law.
所以因此呢，保罗在加拉太书第五章告诉我们
So Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5
他说圣灵所结的果子
That the fruits of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit
我们晓得这个果子的意思就是一个生命的结果对不对
And we know that this fruit represents a result of life
这不是你做出来你做不出来的
It's something that you cannot achieve on your own
这是从生命里面所结出来的果子
And this fruit is brought forth in life.
就是当真理的圣灵在我们里面按照那个真理引导我们。
When that spirit of truth leads us according to the truth,
引我们进入了这个真理
and allows us to enter into the reality,
它就结出这个结果出来。
Then we bear this fruit.
我希望弟兄姊妹能听懂这个话。
I hope that you can understand this.
今天不光对我们自己，对我们的服侍的人来讲。
Not only for us and those who serve,
你千万不要告诉他第一点什么，第二点什么，你要这样做那样那样做，做不到的。
You cannot give instruction point by point to people.
肉体我们要彻底的认识它的
The flesh we need to fully understand
这个世界上人是他们是这个不明白这个道理的
The people of the world cannot accept this message
所以呢有很多人呢有道德的观念有很多的修养涵养很多的说法
And a lot of people have all these sayings and teachings
看起来很不错的
And from the outside it looks pretty good
但是没有一样能做得出来
But none of these can accomplish
Brothers 今天我们基督徒不是活在这样的一个光景。
Today our Christian life should not be lived out in this way.
这里告诉我们，只有圣灵能够结出这些果子来。
Only the Spirit can allow us to bear these fruits.
所以这下面的是九种果子。
And there are nine fruits of the Spirit.
有人说这是只有一个果子。
And some people will say this
就是爱。
This is just one fruit.
因为圣经也可以这样解释。
And you can also explain it.
但是无论怎样，这九种果子。
But regardless, there are nine aspects of this fruit.
当我们读到这些话的时候
，when we read these words,
你第一个反应是什么呢
？What is our first reaction?
你要说主啊，这个我一个都没有。
We need to say, Lord, I have none of these.
因为这是圣灵结出来的果子。
Because this is fruit that can only be brought forth by the Spirit. How can we have this?
这是圣灵在你里面工作出来一个结果。
And this is the result of the workings of the Spirit within us that bears the fruit.
是圣灵引你进入实际，你才有的，否则你就没有。
Only when the Spirit allows us to touch the reality, then we have it. Otherwise, we don't.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们第一个态度我们要知道我们没有。
The first attitude that we need to have is that we don't have these fruits.
那第一个他讲到神的爱。
For example, the first one he speaks of love.
我们晓得这个希腊原文是 agape， 是神圣的爱。
And in the Greek, this word love is agape, which is God's love.
有许多时候，我们基督徒啊，这个偷偷的里面还会觉得，哎呦，你看我好有爱心啊。
And sometimes in our own lives, we secretly will say, "Well, I have a lot of love."
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这样的感觉过呢
？Have you ever had this feeling?
甚至我们会定罪别人，他们都没有爱心。
And then we may condemn others and say, "Oh, they don't have love."
你看我多有爱。
But I have a lot of love.
弟兄姊妹们， 这是一个错误。
Brothers and sisters, this is wrong.
这个 agape 的爱只有圣灵能带进来，你没有的，我也没有。
This agape love can only be brought into our lives through the Spirit.
那是圣灵有一天在我们里面做工，把神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
When one day the Spirit comes into us and gives us that love,
这个爱从我们身上显出来了。
Then that love is manifested in us.
那是基督的爱。
And that is the love of Christ.
那个才是真正的神的爱。
And that is the true love of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
we
really hope that we can live a life of love.
但是你不能光抓住一个外面的道理，你就凭自己的力量去做，是做不到。
But we can't just take this doctrine or this teaching and then try to do it on our own. We can't achieve this.
很简单，你要跟着圣灵走。
Very simple. We need to just follow the leading of the Spirit.
圣灵自然的就会把这个爱。流露出去。
And naturally, the Spirit will allow the love of God to flow forth.
将喜乐
like joy.
这里所说的喜乐也是我们人所没有的。
And this joy that it speaks of here is a joy that we don't have.
保罗告诉我们，他在监牢里面，在极大的痛苦里面，在许多人的反对里面，许多人攻击的里面，他仍旧是喜乐。
And Paul tells us that when he was in prison under a lot of persecution, deep inside he had joy.
如果今天有人骂你的，你能喜乐吗？
And if someone were to scold you today, would you have joy?
只有别人称赞我们才喜乐，对不对？
Only when someone praises you, then you will have joy.
哇，如果今天散了会有人来称赞你，哎呦，你多哎呦爱主，多爱主，哇，我回家那个心里面快乐的不得了，对不对？
Today, if after the meeting someone came to praise you and said, "Oh, you're so full of love and you're so great," then we would feel good.
如果今天有人批评你的，论断你了，你还有快乐吗？
If someone came to you today afterwards and corrected you or scolded you, would you be happy?
保罗来讲，不一样。
But for Paul, it was different.
有人把故意把难处加他身上，他说我靠主喜乐。
People would give him difficulties and persecute him, and he said, "Well, I have the joy of the Lord."
所以这是圣灵引进来的喜乐。
This is a joy that is brought in by the Spirit.
我们觉得今天神的儿女们呢，都失去很多，失去这个福分。
And today we have lost this blessing.
我们有很多的聚会啊，都是要把气氛弄得很热烈，大家这个我们觉得很快乐。弟兄姊妹，那个气氛一过了，快乐又没有了。
Today in our meetings, we try to change the atmosphere and stir it up so it's exciting. But once the atmosphere is gone, then the joy is gone.
我曾经跟你们讲过，我年轻的时候啊，我们跟另外一个团体，我们在一起开特别聚会。
When I was younger, our youth group had a meeting with another church's youth group.
因为那个团体呢，他们的受的教导都是要喜乐，要喜乐，所以他们个个都是我们很喜乐，很快乐。
So the teachings of that other church was that we need to have joy. So all of them were taught to have joy.
我们这边呢，说你来到神面前要谦卑，要捶胸。
So from our teachings was to be humble and to be small.
你祷告你要流泪。
And when you pray, you have to cry.
所以你看，那个聚会里面有两种气氛，很奇怪。
And so, when we all came together, there was an interesting atmosphere.
这一半就是欢喜快乐，这一半怎样？
This half was full of joy, and the other half was in tears.
所以他们那个快乐就定罪我们。
So those who are very joyful would condemn us.
信了耶稣你还不快乐?
After believing in the Lord and you're still not happy.
信耶稣就应该快乐, 不应该忧伤, 不应该流眼泪。
After believing in the Lord, you should be happy. You shouldn't be sorrowful.
所以弄得我们这边变得更自卑, 更自卑了。
So it made us even more self-conscious.
但是后来我发现,
then I realized.
他们难道真的没有忧虑吗?
Do they really not have any sorrow?
他们真是说他们所讲的这种快乐吗?
Do they really have the joy that they speak of?
啊，那只不过是在聚会那个刹那是这样的，那一个时刻是这样的。
It was only in that moment in the meeting, in that atmosphere, did they have joy.
他一回到家里面，他很多事情他还是忧虑呀，他还是痛苦难过流泪呀。
And when they went home, there were still things of life that brought them sorrow and brought them tears.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
真正的喜乐,
true joy,
啊，有时候就像我们所唱诗, 一边流泪一边赞美啊, 这个矛盾, 对, 就这样就对。
True joy is even when you have tears, you are singing praise.
啊, 所以这个喜乐是圣灵带进来的。
And this joy is brought in by the Spirit.
我们真正有和平吗?
Do we really have peace?
啊，我们里面真正有安息吗？
Do we really have peace?
这是圣灵带进来的。
This is only brought in by the Spirit.
啊，我们真正有忍耐吗？
Do we really have patience?
这里忍耐讲的 long suffering， 不是一点点的忍耐，是长期的受苦啊。
And this patience is actually long suffering.
我们能忍受得了吗？
Are we able to endure in sufferings?
所以我在中国国内的时候发现有些弟兄姊妹被关在监牢里关了二三十年了，这是不简单。
When I went to China, I heard of some people who were locked in prison for many years.
但是你碰见这些弟兄姊妹身上连火燎味都没有。
But when you see them, they don't have any signs of
好像从火里面经过一样。
It's like they were never tested by fire.
这个忍耐是圣灵所赐给的。
And this patience and long suffering is
only
from the Spirit.
我想下面不用讲，有恩慈吗？有良善吗？
The other ones I probably don't need to mention, kindness and goodness.
我们真正有信实吗？真正忠心吗？
Do we really have faithfulness?
我们真的很温柔吗？
Are we really gentle?
所以我们呢，不能被一些呢外表事物的假象啊，那么说蒙蔽。
And we cannot be fooled by these outward things.
基督徒所追求的是那个真实。
What Christians should pursue after is what is true.
我们求主给我们有分辨的能力啊。
And may God give us discernment.
那么节制。
That we have self-control.
这个也是一个圣灵所结的果子。
This is another fruit of the Spirit.
那么保罗特别到这里说下面加了一个是这些 no law， 就是说这些根本不是律法，不是教条。
And Paul at the very end of this verse says these things are not against the law.
No law， 根本不是 law.
It says and such things there is no law.
所以我们今天不能把这个东西教导人家说你要忍耐，你要这个喜乐，你要和平，弟兄姊妹没用的。
So we cannot put this on others and say you need to have love, joy, peace, patience.
你要告诉他你要怎样的靠着你里面真理的圣灵。
We need to encourage others to follow the leading of the Spirit.
愿真理的圣灵引你进入这些世界。
And may the Spirit of Truth lead us into these.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们基督徒的生活是一个随灵而行的生活。
So this life of a Christian, we need to walk and live in the Spirit.
我们必须明白圣灵怎样在我们里面来引导我们。
And we have to know how the Spirit leads us.
知道圣灵工作的特性。
And we have to know the characteristics of the Spirit's work.
他是真理的灵。
He is the Spirit of Truth.
只有他能够把我们带到神话语的实际的里面。
And only He can bring us into the reality of the word of truth.
或者这样说。
Or I'll say it like this.
就当圣灵把主的话解开来。
When the Spirit reveals the word of God to us.
那么基督的丰富就在我们里面显明出来了。
The abundance of Christ will be manifested in us.
那么你就真正得到实际。
Then you have touched the reality.
难怪保罗在世的时候啊。
That's why when Paul was around,
他说那个金银宝石是很少的。
That
gold
and silver,
这些是很少的。
Are few.
草木禾秸一大堆。
Well, there's lots of hay and.
所以今天似乎我们能感觉在神的百姓中啊，真正的金银宝石很少。
So among all the saints, these precious metals are but few.
求主用他的话。来提醒我们。
May the word of God remind us.
我们要追求一个真实的东西。
That we can pursue after what is
true. 巴望我们在地上还有年日的时候。
And may the years that we have in this world.
在我们的生命中产生更多的实际。
In our lives, may we have more experience in the reality.
有更多的金银宝石被主得着。
May we have more gold and silver and precious metals.
那个才是我们真正的丰富。
That is our true abundance.
这个也才是能使神的家得到建造。
And that's how the house of God can be established.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天早晨呢，我把这个真理的灵的道理告诉你们。
This morning we have spoken on the Spirit of Truth.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
求真理的圣灵来。 引我们进入这些话语的时机。
May the Spirit of Truth come into us and lead us into what is true and real.
否则这个还是一篇道理。
Otherwise, this is just remains as a message.
啊，我们有的时候在主面前真是非常的感叹、叹息。
Sometimes we really sigh before the Lord.
因为主的话所讲的那一面东西，我们的经历好像在另外一面差得很远。
It's like the word of God is over here, and our understanding is way over there.
我们要求主借他的灵，把他话语的实际带到我们的生活里。
We need to pray that the Spirit of Truth can bring His words of truth, bring it into our lives to make it real.
我想这个也是主在今天他里面最大的一个渴望。
And this to the Lord is His greatest desire.
我们好不好？我们在主面前呢，一同来祷告。
And before the Lord, may we all have some prayer.
我们先唱首诗歌哈。
And maybe we'll first sing a hymn.
我们唱诗歌246首。
We'll sing hymn 246.
246.
Hymn 246. We'll sing stanzas 1, 4, 5.
1, 4, and 5.
Can we all stand and sing together?
唱完之后呢，我们有一点点开放祷告的时间。
And after we've concluded singing, may we we'll open the time up for some prayer.
若是你里面有主的灵的感动，
If you are moved by the Spirit,
那么请你啊带着我们简短的祷告。
May you lead us in some prayer.
啊，我想我们非常需要弟兄姊妹能敞开心灵在神面前来祷告。
And we need to have more brothers and sisters open up ourselves in prayer.
啊，我们请弹一句好吧 ，Gloria 先给我们一句就可以。来。喜乐永流犹如河海，自从主赐宝惠时，他是永远与我同在，他以我心作居室，有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大把握，随着起波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落。现今果园已满果实，就是你主的供应。生命水流永流不止，在那荒凉孤单地。有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大把握，虽正起波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落。这是何等奇妙救恩，我能时常见主面，这是何等奇妙据说，何等安静安息天。有福的安静，圣洁的安静，我心有了大把握，虽正起波澜，他在说平安，我心不再有起落。也许我们同声开口，先有点祷告，然后随着圣灵的引导啊，希望弟兄姊妹能够有简短的祷告。
Maybe we can all open up in prayer, and then we'll have some saints lead us in prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你，你的恩典在我们身上实在是何其的丰富。主啊，愿你借着你的话教导我们，让我们知道如何活在你的恩典中。如何在属灵的生活中能够有丰富的经历。主啊，谢谢你不仅救赎我们，洁净我们，并且把生命赐给我们，又差遣圣灵在我们的里面来帮助带领我们。主啊，愿我们属灵的生活这是在圣灵的引导底下能够结出各样的美果，荣耀你的圣名。谢谢你垂听我们祷告，释放众人的灵，让我们能够敞开心灵祷告。
Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, Amen. 是的, 是的, 哦, 是的, 阿们, 阿们, 感谢主 是的, 主 主啊, 是的 아멘. 是的. 아멘. 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 땡큐 로드. 아멘. 주我们满心的感谢你.
Lord, we truly thank you.
你把我们所没有的已经赐给了我们.
What we cannot achieve, you've already given to us.
让我们在这一个将要结束的旧造里面.
In this old creation,
我们得着了真实的,
we have received the truth.
并且将来我们可以进入永远,
and one day we will enter into eternity.
这是你加给我们身上极大的福分,
and this is a great grace you've given to us.
但是你的恩典仍要带领我们更多进入这个丰富,
and by your grace, you desire to bring us more into that abundance.
所以你差遣真理的圣灵住在我们的里面.
And Lord, you've allowed your spirit of truth to abide in us.
他不仅在为你做见证,
not only does he testify of you,
他也把我们引到那个实际的里面.
But he leads us into the reality of that truth.
主啊, 愿我们属灵的生活,
may our spiritual life
能够越来越丰盛,
may it become more abundant.
我们里面越过越有你自己的形象,
may we become more like yourself.
越过越有你的真实,
that we would have more of your truth.
主我们赞美你,
Lord, we praise you.
你的工作实在是我们所没有办法想象,
your work is something that we cannot imagine.
但是这个在我们身上已经是一个实在的恩典,
but to us it is a real grace.
我们只有为这个感谢你,
and for that we thank you.
但愿我们在未来的年日里,
for these few years forward,
让我们每个弟兄姊妹学会跟从里面的圣灵,
may we all learn how to follow the Spirit.
荣耀圣灵带领我们进入你话语的实际,
and may the Spirit lead us into the reality of your word.
好叫你的生命在我们里面越过越增长,
that our lives in you can grow.
主啊我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
我们或懂或不懂,
Whether we understand it or not, your grace is already upon us. And for that we thank you. And we trust that the Spirit will continue to lead us. May every brother and sister in Christ, may we gain more of Christ. And so what we have gained, may we establish your church better. We give you all the glory. We pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Please be seated.